From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Bonnie could hit the Gulf of Mexico as a stronger system by late Friday or early Saturday. Coast Guard Petty Officer 3rd Class David Waitert says Bonnie is already affecting efforts to kill BP's oil well and the cleanup operation in the Gulf.
Due to the risk that Tropical Storm Bonnie poses to the safety of the nearly 2,000 people responding to the BP oil spill at the well site, many of the vessels and rigs will be preparing to move out of harm's way. This includes the rig drilling the relief well that will ultimately kill the well, as well as the other vessels needed for containment.
Tropical Storm Bonnie swept across the central Bahamas late Thursday. There was lots of rain, but no reports of damage or injuries. At last check, the storm was situated about 125 miles southeast of Nassau and moving toward the Florida Peninsula. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke says now is not the time to end the government's economic stimulus. NPR's Paul Brown says he also told a House panel that the Fed isn't out of tools to counteract what could be a slowing of the economic recovery.
Bernanke says that even with interest rates effectively at zero, the central bank has more ways to help ward off a so-called double-dip recession.
I think there are additional steps we could take, and we are evaluating those possibilities in contingency that we will need them.
Bernanke says among those steps, better communication about Fed policy to increase business confidence and paying banks less to keep extra money at the Fed so they'll be more interested in lending it to businesses and individuals. Bernanke says he does not see a second recession coming, but he sounds cautionary notes about a weak housing market, mounting foreclosures, and a soft, if slowly improving, labor market. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Democrats have pushed through a measure to create a $30 billion fund to help community banks increase lending to small businesses. Two Republicans voted for the measure. New York Democrat Charles Rangel is facing ethics charges by a House committee. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that a panel will meet next week to hear about the allegations.
The House Ethics Committee has been investigating Congressman Charlie Rangel for a year and a half. The committee hasn't released its so-called statement of alleged violations yet. But the allegations against him include that Rangel underreported his private income on financial disclosure forms, that he therefore didn't pay taxes on that income, and that he used official congressional letterhead for a fundraising letter. Next Thursday, a new ethics subcommittee will begin the work of hearing the charges and determining whether they've been proved. Earlier this year, Rangel was under enough political pressure that he temporarily stepped down from his chairmanship of the House Ways and Means Committee. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Asian stocks are showing gains on strong U.S. earnings reports. The Nikkei is up 2%. This is NPR News. The National Association of Realtors is reporting a 5% drop in existing home sales last month. Many analysts say the number is not likely to get any better anytime soon, despite the fact that mortgage rates are at a new record low of 4.56%. Many homeowners are unable to move because they owe more on their properties than their mortgages are worth. Package delivery giant UPS says its second quarter earnings are nearly double that of a year ago. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Edgar Traget says the results move the company to adjust its future earnings forecast.
UPS says it posted earnings of $845 million in the three-month period ending in June. That's a big jump from 1 year ago, with earnings of $445 million. A top official with the Atlanta-based company says UPS fired on all cylinders in the second quarter, and results were boosted by substantial growth in its international business, despite mixed global economic conditions. Based on this latest earnings report, UPS is revising its 2010 outlook to be up to 50% better than last year. UPS is the world's largest package delivery service. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tragetz in Atlanta.
Shirley Sherrod has received another apology, this time from President Obama. The former Agriculture Department worker resigned under pressure this week after excerpts of the speech she made were edited to appear racially biased and then posted online. Sherrod says the point of the speech was to illustrate that race does not matter. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has also apologized and offered her a new job. The NAACP, which hosted the forum where the remarks were made in March, says it, too, rushed to judgment. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.